वेलकम टू एवरीवन। लास्ट इवनिंग सेज वाज सेइंग दैट दैट हू एम आई इज beyond the potential, you know, like beyond the sustained potential and this is why rule of decay doesn't apply there. It's not like if a seed then certainly seed will be, like some point seed will be destroyed. So Sage is saying like this is not like a seed but something else where that cannot be, there is no possibility to be destroyed. That is my own nature. That is who am I. And then continuing from there, saying, Maya vyaptam idam sarvam drasya adrasyam char acharam aham eva jagannatha mattah sarv prakashyate. And this statement looks like very egoic, you know, it feels that. He's saying that I am everywhere, you know. I am the one who is spread everywhere. And then also whatever you see whatever seen is in the world, I am that. And also what you don't see, like what you are not able to see, also I am that. Aham ev jagannatha. I am the only Lord of the world. And matta sarva prakashate. Only by me, everything is kind of litted, like only via me, everything can be seen, everything and in one way it looks like, you know, the most kind of egoic statement. Also, at the same time, like if you know dealing with ego, also this is from the ego to say this is not possible, you know, like if we want to say the same sentence, you know, in front of our friend, probably our tongue will feel locked, you know, we will not be able to say this, you know, it looks so easy, but from the ego it is really very difficult to speak like this, you know, like it's like even if you try, you feel your tongue is kind of locked, you know, you are not able to speak. So somehow, like in one way it seems that like he's into this ego trip and saying, you know, like you have to forget all and I'm the only kind of only one. And behind all the scenes I am, and also like what you don't see, also that I am. And I am the Jagannatha, like I am the kind of master of the world. And via me, everything comes into being. And if we just so, to me, what he is referring to is probably is not like the body me, you know. This me is very big than the body. Otherwise, like if this me is like only body me, you know, how this person can say that, you know, I am also in your body, like, you know, in all the bodies I am. So probably he is referring something subtler than what we think, and that he recognizes in him, like in the beginning everyone recognizes like in you, and then that it spreads like everywhere, that goes everywhere. So probably he recognized in him this, and then now he is trying to spread everywhere and saying that that me which says is referring to, which is not like body me, you know, some very, very subtle me, because he's saying like whatever is seeable, whatever you can see, and also whatever you cannot see, also that is also me. And with only my light, not the like the light of his body, but light of this me whom he is referring to, like everything comes into being. No, I think probably he, the self-inquiry actually, because of this, his death experience, you know, that was because of that, you know, like he really, the inquiry came, you know, because of the experience, because of that experience, and then he left his house and, you know, like really was kind of, like this inquiry was like so precious to him that he left everything, you know, like just to find out, like the question for him, because like what he says, that, you know, the incident is that somebody died in his family. And he was, you know, I think it's like around this time, like around 4 p.m., and he went to his room, like near in Madurai, and like lie down there. And he said, "What is it to die?" Kind of, you know. He asked himself, "What will be this to die?" And somehow he really can feel the death, like really feel the, not think the death, but really can feel dying, and really felt that he has died. But still, even after the death, there was somebody whom he can really feel, that there is somebody left, you know. Body is like separate and he is separate. So then this brought him this inquiry, this question, like who that was beyond the body, you know, like who is that in me which is beyond the body. Like, this quest came, and this quest, like, couldn't stop him in his house, you know, like, he really had to, somehow, something else came, that there is some, like, mountain, he didn't know about that, and he followed his kind of intuition, we can say, and was there, and then really putting up with this inquiry, like all the time, you know, like being with this inquiry, not caring about food, you know, not really, as I think you know. And then probably later, many years later, really finding out, you know, what what is that, who was beyond the body. And then after that, I think, you know, he would have started reading, because I cannot see him reading in between, you know, because this is like so fevery, you know, this, you know, like if, when this happens, you know, it's really so fevery, you know, you cannot do anything, you know, there is no way out, kind of, you know, as long as you haven't found some, like, some shade, you know, means where you can really sit little bit. And once you sit, then these things come, you know, then you really want to know if this has happened to anyone else, you know, if I am the only one, kind of, you know. Then really you go for, you know, the reading and this kind of thing. So probably, I don't know, like historically, I don't know when he read this book. But, like my feeling is, like, you know, in between, there is no possibility, because it's, I know this fire, you know, will not allow you to read.
You said that he made some comments?
Yeah, he, like, you know, actually, like, he, not comments, also, like, he made, like, underlines, you know, you can see, like, you know, he, many, because he also has written, you know, from his own handwriting, and also, like, some underlines under some words, so which means, like, some words, like, really, you know, he could feel 100%, like, connected. So there, like, he made some underlines.
You
know.
Can you tell us which are the parts that he...
Yeah, did? I will certainly tell, yeah. Like, so far, you know, he has not been, like, later they will come. So, seems like this sage is referring something very big, which probably... calling that me, you know, him. But probably his me is spread, you know, to all alike. All of us are included in his me, kind of, like his. Like somehow it feels like he's talking about his me, but his me includes everything. And this is how he is able to speak like this. Otherwise, like a, you know, this statement is not possible. So if anyone has anything to talk about, so that means I can have liberty to read the second sloka. And in the next one he's saying, Anek akar sambhinnam viswam bhuvan sanchayam siv adi avani paryantam tat sarva mai sansthitam. And now he is explaining little bit his me, and he's saying like, my me is, has different forms. Anek akar, like many forms. My me, this me, what I am referring to, has many forms. As well as, it includes whole cosmos, like bhuvan sanchayam. You know, this me includes the cosmos. Siva adi avan paryantam. And Siva, etc., they are also included in this me. And tat sarva mai sansthitam. All of these things which he described, he's saying, are associated to me. They all are sansthitam, means associated, you know. All of them are not separate from me. They are associated in me. So, like he's talking certainly different me than me we know. And Siv adi avani paryantam, you know, is my me goes beyond the earth. Like he's saying, you know, it's not like it's, well, it doesn't only conclude earth, it also go beyond the earth. And all the forms and whole cosmos is my me, is his me. Yat cha kinchit jagati asmin drasyate sruyate apiva vahi antah vibhagen vyaptam tat sakalam maya. So saying, whatever in this world you see, you hear about, whatever you feel about, you know, being in or being out, all of them are included in my me. Like even inside and outside, whatever you see, whatever you hear about, you know, if you don't see, like nothing is left from my me. And here Ramana has made, like in the next shloka, he has made underline, and underline is under the smaran, smaran, and which is like, I think, remembrance, you know. Also Kabir, Kabir says that, he used different word, Kabir. Smriti, I think. No, Smriti is more. Yeah, so that will come. Aham Atma Sivah Hi Anyah Paramatma Iti Yah Smaran Mohat Evam Upaste Sah Na Sivatvam Avapnuyat. So Sage is saying that the day you recognize like this me, what I am talking about. So it's not saying like, you know, the day, because if this was like, you know, he can say, ah, you know, now I spoke to you and now you know. But he's not saying this. He's saying that the day you yourself will recognize this. No, not before that. That day, like, you will also speak as I am speaking. Like, you will also become same as I have become. And like we are familiar with one kind of memory, you know, we have, and also with this memory also there is like the forgetting, you know, like forgetting is together with this memory, we remember and also forget. This experience we have, and there is another faculty in us, probably maybe we are not familiar with, that there is also another kind of, you know, actually we cannot call memory because there is no forgetfulness in that. You know, like once you reach there, you know, it's like you cannot off it, you know, that kind of memory. You can, you know, there is no way to put it off. So saying, this sage is saying like the day you recognize yourself from there, from that, like, I don't know what to say, memory or probably it's like, because you know, it's like always there, so we can say memory, and actually like Kabir also, and here also this sage is using smaran, like memory, you know, something like memory, but it's not completely memory because possibility to forget is not there. And once you arrive there, then you will also recognize that you are also same, like as me. And as long as that recognition has not come, without that recognition, like becoming Shiva is not possible. Like he's saying that Bhikshivattvam avapnuyat. Like this quality of being Shiva cannot be obtained as long as that recognition is not there. And also, like there is another kind of motivation, you know, that like if we are talking about motivation of Ramana, like so, like he was not knowing while he was doing all these practices that I will be considered as Ramana. No, that was not there at all. Because like somehow very spontaneous inquiry was going on. And there can be another motivation, you know, like seeing life of Ramana, you know, like seeing going his ashram, seeing his life, and seeing that how people are prostrating, you know, him, we can get motivated, you know, that I want to become like Ramana. And Sage is saying that is not the right way to get motivation, you know, because then you are motivating yourself to attain something, to be somebody like, and that is not mohat evam upasate, like, you know, that is the practices because of getting attached to, and that way it will not work. So somehow you cannot start yourself getting attached to that. One has, like, everyone has to remember that I should start myself, you know, somehow naturally, somehow if this question comes naturally to me. Yeah, like, you know, one thing, like, you know, somebody, like, there can be many people, like, seeing the, like, looking the benefits of that, like, benefits of being Ramana, and then someone can inspire oneself, you know, because, you know, if by chance, you know, I arrive to this Ismaran, you know, I will be kind of like same kind of thing will happen to me. So then he's saying, like, that is not the right place to start, because really to dig in and find another motivation, you know, like, which really is starting you to know you, not to become somebody. Like, you know, this is what he's saying, like you cannot start yourself to become somebody, because in that motivation you really cannot find this fine, you know, this fine line, you know, this, like, very, very fine line which can make an entrance, you know, inside you. Probably that motivation you will bring to something else, you know, like, you will dress like Ramana, you know, you will sit like Ramana, like, except being like Ramana, you will be everything, you know. So, like, you know, this is also like we see, you know, in many, many places, people are sitting like Buddha, you know, like, really, like, even better than him, you know, and saving like Buddha, you know, like, even better than, like, probably, In his time, the razors were not so sharp, you know. So, like, so many things. You know. Yes, please.
And why they chose Shiva?
Why they?
He chose to speak about Shiva.
Huh?
Other? Yeah.
Also other. Like, Shiva is probably, you know, he will be knowing only Shiva, you know. He's like, he was not in the age of internet, you know, so he didn't know many, many gods. So probably, like, you know, like a local boy, you know, it seems like, you know, the man who is writing was a local boy. So in his village, maybe only people know about Shiva. So he's just saying about Shiva. Yeah, Shiva is like a kind of destroying, you know, actually the characteristic of Shiva is destruction, like a like, you know, in Hindu mythology, you know, like there is Brahma, who is creator, then there is Shiva, who is destroyer, and then Vishnu, who kind of takes care. Like, there are three main kind of powers which we can recognize, like, in our daily life, you know. Like, somehow we are barred. So we think, like, through some power, we are barred. And that power is called Brahma. Then through some power, we are taken care of. So that power we say is Shiva. And then Vishnu. And then through some power, also distraction is there. And then that is Shiva. But this Shiva is like different Shiva. Like this is not that Shiva. You know, Shiva means like the supreme, you know, whatever supreme is.
Mm-hmm. What is happening is the strong resistance of the air, really going to the inquiry and not to understand what is behind the body.
Not to?
Not to really go into this inquiry understanding what is behind the body. What is the self that is beyond this body, beyond the
Probably because, you know, like, experience is not there. Like, really, we say, like, you know, we speak this, you know. We listen ourselves these words, you know, that I'm not the body. But we don't have the experience of not being body. And that's why it's not like, you know, it's not so easy to... Because it's... The word is coming not from knowing, you know. Like, I think, you know, there are other ways, but not the inquiry. If any experience is not before the inquiry, you know, before inquiry has happened, then inquiry cannot start, actually. Like, you will be inquiring through the mind, you know, saying, who am I? But it will go to the mind only. And mind will answer, you know, you are Brahma, you are Shiva, kind of, whatever, you know, like, or you are Christ, you know, whatever is your in your mind, the mind will answer same thing, you know. Shiva Anya Tu Aham एव अन्यः पृथक् भावं विवर्जयेत् यः शिवः सः अहम् एव इति हि अद्वैतं भावयेत् सदा. एंड से दिस थिंग लाइक इफ यू आर फीलिंग दैट आई एम सेपरेट फ्रॉम व्हाट इज. And for that, for what is he using again Shiva? Probably because of being a local boy, no? Born in a village and also died in the same village. So, like, Shiva, we can say whatever you like, whatever is supreme for you. So, we can translate Shiva as that. So, saying like, as long as you feel that you are separate from what is, and yah Shiva sah aham eva itihi advaitam bhava et sada. So saying, one practice can be that you can start melting your feeling of being separate. If this feeling can melt, into feeling of being Shiva. Right? No, he's not saying that you feel that, but he's saying if you can melt your feeling into being, like into feeling being Shiva, if that can melt together, like somehow. So he's not saying like you imagine that you are Shiva, you know. He's saying if you can melt into being Shiva. So it's like something deeper than imagining. Because imagine, you know, it's like in 1 second you can do, you know, it's no problem. Like, but melting, probably I think it will take, you know, really to know how to melt, it will take years. And then really to melt, you know, also. So he's speaking about one technique that if you feel separation, so if you can melt this feeling of separation into what is, like somehow, and probably like as when we were reading Meera, she was saying that you have to find your way, you know, your own way, because it's not ready-made. And probably this sage will also say that, you know, via melting it can be done. But how to melt, you have to find out, you know. That is like a skill. You have to, you know, spend time and then find this skill, and then it's certainly possible, you know, he's saying it's like it. Then I can guarantee, but this you have to do. You really have to find a way how to melt this feeling. And once you find this way how to melt, and you have melted, then he's saying, then I guarantee that you will not feel separation. अद्वैत भावना युक्तम सर्वत्र आत्मनि संस्थितः सर्वर्गम सर्वदेहस्थम पश्यति अत्र न संशयः. And now he's saying like once you have melted, that is what Advaita is. You know, Advaita is not anything other than being melted. Like once you have melted, you as you are lost, you know, like that is what Advaita is. That is what non-duality, yes. That is what non-duality is. And once you have melted, then like your association, like will be everywhere, you know, because you melted, you are not. So whatever, because you are not, so whatever you is left, that will be everywhere.
There can be some recognition, but or some glimpses of
understanding. Glimpses, yeah. There can be some glimpses.
But then from glimpses to glimpses, you can arrive to be completely melted.
via glimpses? You know, you really want to melt more. Like, why glimpses? Because still you feel, maybe, you know, if I'm last, I'm last. No, nobody wants to be a loser, actually. You know, this is another thing. So that, of course, like we melt, but like little. And then glimpses come. So like, via glimpses, you know, you get ready to melt more, you know. Then more glimpses come. Then you get ready to melt more, you know, and then one day you don't find yourself, kind of, like it's like you are lost somehow. So, like, this is also a good way, you know, like to little bit and glimpse and more glimpse. And Sage is saying, like, once you have melted, then certainly Sarva Dehastam, like, you will find yourself being in everybody, you know, like you will not feel that I'm only Christ, you know. Like, you will feel that I'm Christ, not Christ. No, this is what the book is saying, I know, I'm not saying. And he's saying, Atra na sansaya. Again, like yesterday he was saying that, you know, this is from this where this statement is coming from the place where doubt is dissolved, you know. There is no way that doubt can be, you know. This, I am speaking from that place where possibility for doubt to be is not. So maybe we can sit quietly for